Let's move now from the missing Malaysia Airlines plane, a Boeing 777, to news this week about Boeing's 747. The Federal Aviation Administration has ordered Boeing to fix a software glitch that could cause problems during landing. And that is not the big plane's only problem. It also hasn't been selling well. On Monday, Japan's All Nippon Airways will retire its aging fleet of 747s, all of which raises a question about the future of the original jumbo jet. Christopher Worth reports.
The 747 made its debut with the now-defunct Pan American Airways in 1970. This music is from an old ad for the airline. And in its day, the jumbo jet was groundbreaking. It had a second floor and four engines where most aircraft had two.
The 747 was a fantastic aircraft, which was very, very different from anything else anybody had ever flown in at the time.
Howard Wieldon is an industry analyst who traveled on a 747 when it was the flying experience in the 1970s. First-class cabins looked more like living rooms, spacious, with sofas and a spiral staircase to the upper deck.
What the 747 did was to create a little bit of space where you could actually stand at a bar.
But for economy passengers, Pan Am touted the 747 as a way to bring international travel to the masses.
The goal has always been to take people where they want to go, at fares people can afford to pay.
Boeing has built over 1,400 747s. But today, the jumbo jet is not what it used to be. And Japan's All Nippon isn't the only carrier to drop the plane. Singapore and Japan Airlines have retired their 747 fleets. Others plan to follow. And if there's anyone who's noticed fewer 747s in the air, it's this guy.
My name's Adam Chester.
I met Adam Chester in a field just outside London's Heathrow Airport. This is where true aviation enthusiasts come to watch planes roar overhead as they take off and land.
Oh, there you go. What was that?
That's a Gulf Air A330.
How often would you say you see a 747?
You used to get quite a lot of 747s, but not that many come in here now. I think 747s will be a thing of the past in the not-too-distant future.
In fact, industry analysts have predicted that for some time. I met Richard Abalafia of the Teal Group at an air show last year. He says with its four engines, the 747 is a gas guzzler. Airlines are opting instead for newer two-engine planes like Boeing's own 787 Dreamliner.
Getting rid of engines is a great thing in terms of fuel efficiency. And that's why more and more airlines are focusing on those smaller-sized planes.
Which also allow airlines to offer more flight times and routes. Whereas, Abalafia says, the 747 is a big plane used to carry lots of passengers from major airport to major airport, where they often have to run for a connecting flight.
That's really not fun, and people will pay more to fly directly with a smaller jet.
Boeing admits the 747 market is shrinking. Randy Tenseth is a company spokesman.
Will we sell hundreds and thousands of 747s in the future? No. It is, though, a significant, important market, and that's why we have an airplane in that segment.
Boeing has scaled back production to only 1.5 new 747s per month. And aviation consultant Ernest Arvai expects the company to keep the line running just long enough to replace Air Force One. The two presidential 747s in service now are already more than a quarter century old, and the Air Force is in the market for a four-engine aircraft to replace them. Boeing wouldn't comment whether it's a contender, but Arvai says the company won't want to lose out to its European rival Airbus.
I don't think it would be a good thing if the president chose Airbus for Air Force One, so I think we'll still see the 747 available until the next one is built and delivered.
But then Arvai suspects Boeing will finally say goodbye to its jumbo jet. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Wirth.